Introduction. This much we know for sure. There was a war. There was a soldier. And there was a dog. I discovered the dog by accident in 2010 when I was researching Unraveling Freedom, my book about the American home front during World War I. The animal's story seemed so incredible that at first I didn't believe it could be true. How could one dog have been so capable, survived so many battles, gained such fame? Surely someone had made him up. But the story was true, at least large parts of it, and it grabbed hold of me in the way good stories do, with a smile coming to mind unexpectedly and showing up with growing frequency. Doggedly, one could say. 2 years later, my publisher asked me to invent 3 nonfiction book ideas to share at a party, 2 fake and 1 true. I trotted out Stubby as part of the mix. And that's how this book came into being, as a strategic joke at a gathering of librarians and publishers. I think Stubby would have liked that twist, or at least J. Robert Conroy would have, as the devoted keeper of Stubby and his fame. Some people might say that I'm an unlikely candidate to write a book about a dog. For one thing, all of my other titles have focused on the more serious sides of history. Plus, full disclosure, I haven't owned a dog in 40 years. All of the dogs from my childhood met tragic ends. Pooh, the Cocker Spaniel, hit by a car. Bennett, the Chihuahua, disappeared. Checkers, the Dalmatian, hit by the mail truck. Checkers, too, another Dalmatian, put to sleep due to illness. Truth be told, in the decades since, I'd lost interest in dogs. My heart belonged to cats, and cats alone. As I began to research the life of Stubby, I rather thought my lack of affection for dogs might add objectivity to my work.